Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com.
Young men have always been in need of strong guidance and direction, but that's never been more crucial than it is today. Here's a Faith Radio highlight from Connecting Faith. I'm Ryan Thomas. Joe talked with pastor and author Robert Lewis about the importance of a godly father in the life of a son, and he mapped out a vision for manhood and shared about imparting that vision to his son.
Well, I think the key to masculinity is a vision. You know, it says in the scriptures, without a vision, the people run wild. That's no more true than with men, because men thrive on a masculine vision. Without it, they really just are in search of it, and oftentimes they hit a lot of dead ends. So the sooner a dad can impart a masculine vision to his son, the better. One of the things that I really encourage dads to do is, first of all, to discover a good biblical vision of manhood that they can buy into. That's what I try to present in the book, Modern Day Knight, a biblical vision, not just kind of a cultural vision, but one that's rooted in scripture about what a man is. And as I said, manhood is around responsibilities, key responsibilities that require courage to pursue, but also expecting God to deliver by rewarding the pursuit of those responsibilities. And so one of the very first things that I describe in the book, Raising a Modern Day Knight, is when your son is making that transition into being a teenager, to have the first of what I call the rite of passage ceremonies, where you do something fun with your son. You take him out to a nice dinner. You spend time just talking about life, that life's about to take some changes. But to tell your son, on this particular occasion, I have something really important to tell you. I'm going to tell you what it means to be a man. I did that with both my boys, and their ears perk up. The minute you mention manhood, young men, you can just see them lean forward. And so both my sons really wanted to know, well, what is a man? And therefore, on that particular occasion, I said, son, tonight I'm going to tell you what a man is. And from this point on, I'm going to hold you accountable to this definition. And I also want you to hold me accountable. This is how we're going to live our lives together. This is going to be kind of our North Star. And I believe if we achieve this definition of manhood, God will give us a meaningful and satisfying life, and one that makes a difference in the world.